Welcome to the Rock Church's newest podcast series, Coffee Conversations. In this series, members of the Rock staff will be sitting down together in one of our C3 coffee bars to discuss in further detail the sermon from that week. Today, you'll hear Josh Finkley and Timmy Tyner talk about week one of You Matter and also updates on the coronavirus. Here's their conversation.
Well, hey, Rock Church, this is Josh. I'm hanging out here at the coffee bar, which is very slow right now due to Corona. We do have the drive-thru open. You're welcome to come by and get your caffeine if you'd like to. The church offices are open. But we're here for another installment of what we call Coffee Conversations. We took a little bit of a break from Made for More, but we're back at it. And today I have...
What's up, guys? I'm Timmy, one of the pastors on staff here.
So we got Timmy. This is the first time we've done this with Timmy. So I'm going to put him on the spot right now, Timmy. Tell us what you actually do. Tell us about your family. Tell us about what you do on staff. Some things like that.
Okay. So my wife, she's a kindergarten teacher. She's homeschooling right now.
Would she rather be homeschooling your own children or being a kindergarten teacher for like 20 kids?
Well, she's suspended 3 kids so far in homeschool. I have parent-teacher conferences nightly, so I think she's enjoying the time, but I know she misses working with her kids, and I know they're doing some different things. She was reading to a camera last night and mm-hmm. just doing some different things for her kids, so it's pretty cool. So I do have 3 children, 7, 4, and 1.
Good job.
So, yeah, I got that right. If not...
And your anniversary is?
Excuse me? August 7th. Yes, August 7th.
Shelby, I did that for you. That August way you 7th. Can get him August on that 7th. Later.
Well, you may have never heard this. You know, when I announced to the church I was on staff with that I proposed to her, I announced the wrong last name.
You have told me a little bit about this, but let's just go a little further with that. What do you mean? You got Shelby's name wrong?
Yes, I got Shelby's name. Not her first name, the last name. So the church we were in had 3 different Shelbys, right? And I just read a note with an announcement about the other Shelby, and I said that Shelby's name. In fact, it was Caps, so Shelby Caps. And this lady, she's in her late 40s, married, like... you know, a kid had just graduated. But here's the funny thing, is there was 2 reactions in the auditorium. My Shelby standing in the back going, like shaking her head. And then Shelby Caps' husband stood up and says, "Hallelujah, somebody to help me."
And Shelby's been doing this ever since that day to you, right?
Exactly.
Because like, you're always messing up.
For sure, yeah, constantly. So, so enough about my screw-ups. Let's talk about church. So my job here, you know, I do a lot of handles a lot of our business side of things, but a lot of our processes and how people get connected and making sure people don't fall through the cracks. Mm-hmm. You know, we are a large church and trying to make that feel as small as possible mm-hmm. For people. And so people get connected from could be a first-time guest or somebody that's been coming here for 10 years and saying, "Hey, I want to do this." And mm-hmm. how do I help point them in the right direction?
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily talk to everybody, but I'm making sure that person gets where they need to go.
Mm-hmm. And I'd call you a lobby rat.
A lobby rat.
You know what I mean? Like, as a kid, we had gym rats that were always in the gym shooting hoops in Indiana. And from a church standpoint, like, you're just always in the lobby.
That's
you
right.
Like, well, not right now because we're actually, like, the box is closed. But on a normal way we do things,
that's
like,
right.
if you come to church and you're walking around the lobby, chances are they're going to see you or somebody on one of your teams greeting people and taking care of people.
That's right. That's right. So I'm usually bouncing back and forth. I mean, I could be unclogging a toilet one moment talking to somebody about taking the step of faith or taking that step of baptism.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'm a jack of all trades, master of none, mm-hmm. if you will, and when it comes to the lobby. Could be out in the parking lot one moment, or it could be in the baptistry. So it's a neat experience because it's empowering people, mm-hmm. and I get to I get to be in a lot of different groups and lead that way. And it's great because we have a great group of volunteers, and I'm going to brag on some of my teams for a moment if I can. Mm-hmm. Just that they're able to, they function on their own, and I'm like a mechanic. Like, I fix it when it needs to be fixed, mm-hmm. but it runs on its own. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and I call it putting gas in the motor. It's me discipling them. And, mm-hmm. and so, you know, as long as I'm leaning into them, man, they really run. And yeah. I can be hands off. Mm-hmm. And but if I need to step in, I can step in and help them figure out a problem or whatever.
That's cool, man. That's cool. So, well, you know, the whole idea of Coffee Conversations is, you know, we wanted to meet at C3. We wanted to, you know, C3, our whole idea with C3 is coffee, conversations, and community. And so what we wanted to do is on a weekly basis, meet at C3 and just talk about what happened over the weekend. And, mm-hmm. and you know, this weekend was different than most weekends at The Rock. But there was a lot of things that were just very normal. You know what I mean? Different, obviously, we know with Corona that it is changing up our ability to meet together as a full community, that we've had to do some things different. But then some things we were able to do just as normal. You know, I got a lot of texts and a lot of emails from people just saying, wow, the Rock team did such a great job of pulling this off, and they did, you know. And I want to, as you said, brag on our teams.
That's right.
I do want to brag on our teams, our online team, our staff team, stuff like that. But honestly, we've been doing this from an online perspective for a couple years now, you know. And we made some adjustments this week, obviously, to do it in a different way. And we'll continue making adjustments, adding some new platforms, doing some stuff. But what you guys experience from an online standpoint, know that there's been an online campus going on for at least a good year that we've been working a system. And that team is what really made everything happen this weekend, because they've been working out kind of the little issues that you have along
That's
the way.
Right.
They've worked that out over the last year. So great props to them. So the other part of Coffee Conversations is we just want to talk about like the message of the weekend. And so that's what I want us to do right now is I just want us to kind of dive right back into it. And you know, I talked a lot this weekend about the lost matter, and I kind of shared some times in my life where I've been lost, or people in my family have been lost, or whatever. What about you, Timmy? What's a time in your life that you were lost?
So if my sister watches this, I apologize. So our grandparents lived in downtown Charlotte, so right off of Independence. So I remember as a kid, we'd go up and visit with them. So we decided, me and my sister, who's about 9 years older than I am, decided we're going to go walking. And I had to be early elementary age. Mm-hmm. So we're walking around, and we get way out of the neighborhood. And we're close to Independence, and just, I remember there was a traffic cop directing traffic. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't see that much around here, but he was standing in downtown directing traffic, and we were walking, and we realized, I don't want to get home. And my sister, like, here I am, I'm leaning to my older sister, we're walking around, and I could realize that she's like starting to get nervous and those things. And I remember we were like, okay, let's go back and talk to the police officer. And we turned around and got back, and he was gone. And so we're walking around downtown Charlotte, and I remember just walking around going, okay, we're lost. So here's where my sister's going. And I remember my sister, she's starting to panic. And so obviously, I mean, I started to panic. And we're riding around, and she never do this today, but she just started like waving at people like, hey, we're trying to get home. Like, and two, we're not familiar with the area. We grew up down here in Myrtle Beach, and now we're in downtown Charlotte. And finally, some neighbors pulled up, and they said, hey, your grandparents are looking for you. And we just hopped in the car, had no clue who they were. And I was now sitting back going, looking, I was like, wow. I mean, I wouldn't have kept me either. You know, I was wild and rambunctious. But, you know, just getting back, like, I remember, you know, my dad and mom were there, grandparents, they're like, where have you been? You know, we just got lost. And what was weird, we was just like two streets over, but just had got turned around in a,
isn't that weird?
In an unfamiliar environment, and it's just going things that you don't know or don't recognize how quickly you can get turned around and how quickly, especially for a child. I mean, that's nervous and scary in a downtown big city.
Yeah, absolutely. Which, I mean, Timmy, that makes me really just think about the lost sheep. You know, I talked about the lost sheep this week, about how the sheep just wanders off and it's just wandering. Next thing you know, the sheep's lost. You know, for you guys, you're just taking a walk and next thing you know, you're lost. And you're not that far away, but you're in isolation and you're lost. Right. So what would you say based off of the message this weekend, the text we looked at, and this idea of that lost sheep, how do we help people make sure that we don't wander off during this time and get isolated and find ourselves in danger?
So I want to go back to what's familiar, you know, especially with God's word, like how to stay, like it's got to be familiar to you because that's when you lose familiarity and you walk away from what you know and you know it's true, that's when you get confused and you get lost. And so making sure that I stay in God's word and make sure that this is familiar to me because I know this is true. Because, I mean, let's face it right now, we're facing unfamiliar times. We have never experienced this. And so what I know is true, I'm going to hold to that. That's going to help me not become that lost sheep. But on the other side of that is, man, people are having to spend time with family members now that they're not used to.
And it may is that good or bad?
It could be good or bad. But it could be a time to go and rescue that lost sheep. It may be, I can imagine college students that are going home right now have been away for years. You know, let's just say they're junior or senior and they're having to go back home right now and they're facing unfamiliar times and they could have been living, I don't know what kind of lifestyle they've been living, but now they're trying to unify and how do we build? It could be, hey, I'm going home, I've come to faith while I'm at college and now I'm trying to bring my parents to it, or vice versa, whatever it may be. How do we spend time with one another and speak truth? And I find it interesting, you know, in the story, you know, he left the 99 to go get the one, but the 99 were safe. And this is the time to go and say, what am I going to do for this one? And how am I going to show them the love of Christ? Because, you know, that shepherd put his life on the line for that one sheep.
For that one.
For the one. Because he left the protection of the herd. You know, it's about being there. And so you may be going home to sit with that one today. And what are you going to do? What kind of conversations are you going to have? Going to be showing the sacrifice of that one. What are you going to do to reach this one?
You know, and I was, even in my Connect time this morning, I was thinking about the 99. And I was noticing the difference between the one and the 99. And I feel like the 99 were safe because they were in community. There was strength in numbers. The one was off by itself and was isolated. So the shepherd said, I'm going to leave the 99 because they're safe in community. And I'm going to go after the one that had wandered away.
It makes me think about even some of our small group leaders. You know, and we've been reaching out to them. You know, this may be the time to reach out to that one that you haven't seen in a while. How do I get them back in community? Because they may have been coming to church every Sunday, but not in a tight-knit community. Well, let's face it, we don't know. We hope to open the church in a week or so, but we don't know at this point in time. And so it's crucial for all of us, all our leaders, to reach out to people and making sure that we get that one back into the fold.
That's right. That's right. So. Well, and then, you know, we talked about the lost coin as well, and the lost coin is based off this idea of this lady misplaces something of value, and she searches the whole house over. Anything else you would add to that story of just that idea of searching after what values?
Yeah, and so, again, searching after what we know, like misplaced, for instance. You know, we forget. I'm forgetful. I forget to reach out to people. I forget. And it's okay to go, oh, man, I've messed up. I need to go and find this and try to rekindle that relationship. As she searched for that coin, she went through the whole house, turning things over. You know, I feel like if something was lost, if my friends were lost or I had lost a relationship with somebody, what am I willing to do? Am I willing to stop everything I had right now to search to rekindle that relationship, to search what values people? You know, I think in particular, are you matter? That shows people when you're searching to try to say, hey, we need to rekindle this relationship, you're showing that they matter to you.
So critical. And, you know, let me kind of just challenge you guys to make sure you're going after that one because they matter. And if you want to look at that story a little differently, make sure you check out the Kids Rock curriculum from this past weekend. There's one segment of it called the J.C. Penney's where there's just a skit that is done that's just pretty funny between Jacob and Beth, and definitely worth it. If your kids haven't seen it, they need to. But even as an adult, it's worth just laughing a little bit with them. So definitely encourage that way. What about the lost son? Anything from the message in the idea of the lost son about people returning to God, or the older son who was a little standoffish in the point?
And so I find that, you know, there was a lot of conversation with the dead and the older son. And you see the grace of the father, and you see the frustration of the older son. Like, hey, Dad, I've been here. You know, and I just, it speaks to me that, you know, look, you know, we've all sinned. You know, you read a passage of scripture where they hung out with the notorious of sinners. You know, we all fit that role.
That's right.
We're all sinners, and we've all messed up. I've messed up. But what am I going to do that I want the grace when I mess up? And so when somebody else messes up, we've got to have grace for them and to welcome them back. You know, the Father is just a perfect picture of Christ. You know, he lays out, hey, here's the perfect plan for your life. And the Son chose not to choose it. And we choose that often. Jesus got a plan for us, and we don't always walk in that plan. But when we experience brokenness and loneliness that many of you may be experiencing right now, the Father's just standing there.
Welcoming you home.
It's so cool. And not only welcoming you, like, he treating him as, not as a servant, but he gave him his coat. He gave him his ring. Like, you are sealed into our family.
That's right. That's right.
It's just so neat to see just the foretelling of Christ in that story.
Which I love, because the child is basically saying, I'm willing to be a servant. And that's the attitude we need to come to the Father with, is as servants. But the Father says, no, you're a son. You're a son. One other thing about the weekend is I know that, you had an opportunity to baptize a good friend of yours. And you don't necessarily need to go into that part of the story, but I want people to hear how they can take that step of baptism, even in the midst of this situation that we're in. If you want to explain how they can do that, stuff like that.
So at any point, guys, we want you to know that baptism is not something that has to be on a Sunday or during a service. We want you to be able to take that step anytime you're ready. Obviously, you can go on the app and sign up, but you don't have to do that. You can show up here at C3 on Sunday. We're going to be open as long as the government allows us to be open, is how I best should say it. And then anytime our offices are going to be open, come to the office. We can do it right now. As soon as you hear this video, if you need to jump in the truck and get here, somebody's going to be here at least till 5 o'clock most days. And we want you to be able to take that step. You can reach out to us, email us, but that step doesn't have to wait. And you don't have to come here. If you got a pool, you want to go to the river, we want to make whatever.
The river?
The river. I would go to
You'll do the river, because that'd be cold.
So you're saying you have stipulations?
No, I'm not saying. I'll do it. You know what I mean? No, obviously. Any place, anytime.
Any place, anytime, because we don't want anybody to have to wait to make any decision. Whether that could be even making a decision to follow Christ.
That's right.
You know, maybe it's, hey, I've accepted Christ, and I'm ready to take the baptism. Let's do it. We don't have to wait. And I'm going to share something that what he said yesterday. He said, if the coronavirus can't stop me from getting baptized, I can't allow myself to hold me back. And so it just spoke to me like, hey, because we're living in days we don't know. We don't know what tomorrow holds. And he's like, this has been a 3-year conversation with him. And you know, he told me, you know, he came to faith, or, you know, he grew up in church, but he really came to faith 4 years ago. And just building that relationship with him. So it was neat for him to respond that way. And I, when he texts me after listening to Thursday night service, he's like, all right, when can I do it? And so it was just great to hear. And we want people to know when they hear that story, when they hear our messages, that people can make a call to action wherever they're at.
That's right.
They don't have to be there.
That's just good. So, well, we're going to wrap up the conversation. Let me just kind of speak into our current situation a little bit as well. Obviously, y'all know that I'm not a doctor. I'm not a government official. So I'm not going to try to speak into it from the angle of this is what's next with this virus or anything like that. I can tell you as a pastor, you know, I'm reading the news like you are, and I've got a lot of friends all around the nation, so I'm staying in contact with a lot of other pastor friends who are also keeping just abreast of the situation. So we're trying to do our best as a church to help you the best you can navigate this. I know in the midst of this, there is pain. I know several of you who right now are out of work because you work in maybe the restaurant industry or you work in the hotel industry. There's many different reasons why employment may be a stop during this time. I know many of you are trying to take care of kids at home who are normally at school, and you're trying to navigate that situation. I know that we have people who are older who are trying to just really navigate health right now. We just know it's a very fluid situation. So so just know we're going to continue processing it just like you're processing. For now, we'll keep doing church the way we've been doing it, where we will be online during our normal weekend service times of Thursday night, Sunday morning, and Sunday night. If something changes, we'll let you know there. From a coffee bar perspective, our Conway shop is open. The drive-thru is open. That's what most people are using. But we office out of this location, so the staff here are hanging out, and we're here for you as much as we can be here for you. And like I said, this weekend, if you want to connect via FaceTime, you want to connect via phone conversation, we're here for you because we know that there's still needs that are out there. So we want to do what we can to just to walk this through with you. We know Easter's a few weeks away. We don't know what Easter holds. At a minimum, we will keep doing some digital experiences. But as we've already said, we want to help you take steps of engagement with Christ. So any way we can do that, we want to help you take those steps. And just as we go each week, we'll kind of just walk this out with you, and we'll keep you just to the best of our ability up to speed with what's going on with our church, with our community, and ways that we can help. Because I know the other side of it, there's many of you who are like, how do we help? And that's what we want to do. So if you need anything, connect with us and make sure you stay connected through the app. Guys, that's about it for now. Thanks for joining in on Coffee Conversations, and we look forward to the next time that we get to hang out. Peace.
Thank you so much for joining us today. If you would like to learn more about The Rock, you can visit us at rockc3.com or head over to your app store and search Rock C3 for our app. Have a great week.